You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Right now, we're being joined by a young lady who is doing everything possible to feed children around the world, Vanessa Moran. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both today? It's been a hot minute.
I know. Where have you been?
Oh, my goodness, everywhere. So busy, but, you know, this is our Super Bowl, right? We gear up for this all year round, and we're so excited. We have a couple of big things going on this weekend and another thing on Friday, so thankful just to be able to share a little bit more about what we have going on to raise money for those kids.
And before that, even last night was a big night for your organization. You received some money from the CellCom Marathon.
So that actually wasn't us. That was, I believe...
It was Feed My Something.
The CP Center.
No.
That may have been okay. Feeding America.
That's what it was. I'm sorry. We're feeding America.
That's okay, but you know, we love Feeding America. So here, there's two different ways to think about this, right? We have Feed My Starving Children. That's a global initiative.
Right.
And those meals are, you know, those are the hand-packed. They're very simple to prepare. Rice, right, is kind of universal. We all, you know, boil some water.
Right.
And there you go. When it comes to Feeding America, love them too. They're a food bank and they are domestic. So all of those, you know, those leftover things from, you know, larger organizations or donations from larger organizations all get housed there. And I've actually volunteered there. I have a funny story to tell you if we have time about, remind me to tell you about Apple Jacks one of these days and why I will never eat them again.
What? Okay, we're going to get to that when we have time. Hey, okay, but anyway, I used to like those. Oh, I love them.
New Kellogg's.
I love them too. Okay. But after you spend hours,
right,
putting them into a, because packaging is what's expensive. So sometimes what they do is they repackage. They get the raw stuff. They repackage. You spend a couple of hours repackaging Apple Jacks. You know that really fine, sugary cinnamon?
Yeah. Yes.
Or that's not. It gets everywhere, and I won't elaborate.
Have them for breakfast or have them for snacks. Kellogg's Apple Jacks. I used to love them.
I tasted Apple Jacks for several days afterwards.
All right.
Well, you are smell.
All right. You've got such a strong brand that when they said
when
you're feeding, I just think of you instantly, even though so anyway, you do such a great job. So what do you got coming up for Feeding My Starving Children? What's going on in your world?
This Saturday, we have our big 5K run walk right at Green Bay Community Church. So that's the location of the pack. We do a run walk starting right at church. It winds through Howard, a really beautiful neighborhood run, 5K. It starts at 8 a.m. People, you know, have been registering, but you can also just show up. It's $25 per adult, $15 per youth. 5 and under are free. There'll be music, raffles, refreshments. It's a really, really great time. And yours truly will be emceeing. So come on down.
I think you'd be great, man.
You've been all over this summer. I mean, Cheese Curd Nick and all the different things. And tell me a little bit about that. I've got to tell you about something that I was really impressed with. You did the stair climb.
I did.
And you had a very special reason for doing it, a very special flag. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so my mother's side of the family is actually from Brooklyn, New York, and when the towers fell, both my cousin and my aunt were actually working there. They both survived, but they're not the same, and they never will be. And so that day obviously changed the lives of so many, and so, you know, obviously 2,977 individuals passed away. And I was lucky enough that both my cousin and my aunt survived, but that impact is you know, something super personal. And so I was just out in New York maybe about a month ago now with my folks and went to the 9/11 Museum for the very first time. I'd been to the memorial, the reflecting pools, had been there when I was ground zero, but first time going to the museum. It's something everyone should do at some point in their lives. It will, it's beautiful. It's, you know, but tragic. And while I was there, purchased a flag from the museum that had the names of all 2,977 victims and carried it with me during the entire climb. That was tough, emotionally, physically, but also so just a great way to honor those people. Of course, had the badge of Charles L. Casper. Battalion Chief Charles L. Casper was one of the brave firefighters who perished that day. He was my mother's childhood friend.
Wow.
They went to grammar school together. So every year, I wear his badge.
Wow.
It takes a bit to find it. It takes a bit to find it. But every time I do, every time I come across, the staff are so lovely. I guess technically you're not supposed to find badges, but he's someone that means a lot to my family. Every time I find it, I start crying immediately. There's just something so emotional. And yeah, so I had that and then the flag. And it was just a lot of people stopped me, asked what it was for. So it was a great, you know, time to talk about it and just remember, you know, and honor the fallen. From
that's
our firefighters
great.
And
that's
police
great.
And to our civilians too.
Your aunt and your cousin were both in the World Trade Center
both
on 9/11.
There, yes, my aunt and they looked like ghosts. They were. It was that day was wild. My mom, you know, obviously was on the phone trying to call. We couldn't get through to anyone. The phone lines were completely down. I remember sitting at the kitchen table with my mom. Her head was just in her head in her hands and just looking at the phone, like praying it would ring. But we got word eventually, I think it was the next day or maybe the day after, that they were okay. But they were the people that were walking through the streets covered in dust. And, wow. You know, my aunt has never been on a plane since. She's come here every year and visit. She's you know, she's just amazing. And but it's just too hard. It's too hard.
Wow.
And
what you know, floor were they on?
Oh, my cousin was supposed to be at, it's called Windows of the World,
yeah.
The very top floor. He had a meeting. He was a executive with American Express at the time. His meeting actually got canceled. So he was on one of the, it was at 9 a.m. He would have been trapped. It's seriously a miracle that he survived. But his meeting got canceled that morning. And so he was on the lower floors and was able to evacuate. My aunt, I don't know what floor she was on. She actually, this is interesting. They actually thought it was and a lot of people know this is a document. They thought it was an accident when the first plane hit. So they were telling the other folks, go inside. It's okay. It's okay. Well, my aunt was there during the 1993, car bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And, go ahead. It's fine. She said, well, I can't swear on the radio.
No way.
She said, oofa, oofa. Yeah. Okay. It's an Italian way to say it.
Yeah.
I'm out of here and started walking. And that's when the first tower fell. So
unbelievable.
She's a
I wonder if that's a little
Brooklyn,
bit
New York and is a tough cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I'm not going in there no matter how much they, you know, fire me, take my job, do whatever. I'm not going in there. I'm smart enough to know that this is not an accident. Yeah. And obviously it wasn't.
I think those are all components for what make you who you are to do all these things. Tell us a little bit more about Saturday again.
Minute.
So 8 a.m. right.
Yeah.
$25.
So 8 a.m.
It's the fundraising, and that's where we're going to pack the food too, right?
Yeah, so it's on the same location, at the same location. Of course, we're not packing food, we're running. And it's leisurely, 5K, walk, run, skip, jog, dance, whatever you want to do. It's just come and enjoy a good time. Plus, I mean, we are getting such beautiful weather still this summer. Let's take advantage of it. So, you know, traditionally attendance has been, you know, it wanes if the weather's not nice or whatever the case may be. It's going to be gorgeous. So if you're listening, tell your friends, get out there, come just have some fun with us and know that every step you're taking, you're making a difference in the lives of kids.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And then if you're hungry, we have a booyah sale over at St. John's, which is on Babcock Road, kind of by the airport. $35 for an entire gallon of booyah.
Wow. That's awesome.
So good. Otherwise, it's $6 a bowl. And it's just a drive-through. And it's
awesome.
So
great.
Vanessa
it's
Moran.
So
we just
on top of it all.
go ahead. Go ahead.
There's so much going on.
I know.
I'm telling you, this is our Super Bowl. Then on Friday, we have our John Kelly and Friends concert.
Oh,
have you ever
great.
Heard John Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. He's been on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
He packed the house last year. We raised $14,000 in one night.
Where is that? Is that St. Matt's? Where is
so
that?
So that's at St. Matt's.
Yeah,
it's the church right across the street from Heritage Hill.
Right.
So pizza sale starting at 6. Marco's Pizza has been our partner in that. They They give us the pizza super cheap. We sell them at a dollar a slice. Every penny counts. 6:30, the show starts. It's a completely free will offering.
Yep.
Just come, show up.
That is a great. He's awesome. And yeah, he's that's going to be great. So that's Friday night. Saturday's the walk. You're right. I just looked it up. 83 degrees. You know, it won't be that warm at 8 o'clock in the morning, but it's going to be a perfect day for a nice walk. And you got to get out and enjoy this weather. It's
Vanessa Morant, I just want to say thank you for all you do in this community. You're incredible. No lie.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on again. You have no idea how much your support. People tell me, I heard you on Mino and the Mayor.
Outstanding. Awesome.
Vanessa for governor. All right.
Thank you for what you guys are doing.
We love it.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Have a great weekend with everything you're doing out there. Phenomenal. We got to send her a quick break. Todd, quick question for you. Because we'll mention those again tomorrow.
Yes.
If you have all the times and dates for things like
that
tomorrow. Okay, that would be phenomenal. And we're going to be talking with Naomi Mays tomorrow as well. She's runs the Art Garage. She's one of our favorite people in downtown Green Bay. She's wonderful. Wait till you hear about this event they're putting together in Door County.
Yeah.
This art event at this big old barn. That's just incredible. I mean, you want to talk about a fun thing. Go out to Door County. You want to see some great artwork this weekend.
You know, and when you look at Vanessa and Naomi and some of these other people that we get on our show, if there's a common thread, it's high energy.
Yeah.
They are just all in.
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand how much work they do behind the scenes. I mean, they're on here talking about it, but, you know,
coordinating. And they're focused outside themselves.
Oh, totally.
You know? It's a totally different person when you're not thinking about yourself and you're thinking about other people.
That's why they feel
there
like they
exist. There are so many people we've dealt with, like, how did you think? Oh, my God. That was awesome. I climbed the highest hill. I climbed the highest peak of all time.
I made pickled herring for everyone.
And I did it for charity.
I'm the one who
walked
brought that
to
in.
Maine. I cut herring in my traps. I took them back with my lover. We skinned them. We
all right,
put
anyway,
them in
they are great,
cream,
great people. Yes,
and we put them in mason jars.
I wonder if you talk to Vanessa, maybe she would want to do a herring fundraiser.
Yeah, instead of a cold gallon,
maybe they'll make $50 or $60.
I talked to Nikki out in the lobby. She's like, no, nixnay on the herring.
She's normally your like biggest supporter.
She is a.
She is your biggest supporter, and she wants no part of
it. I may listen to my shrink and go back to the candles. Yeah. I don't know, man. This isn't
candles
working.
Candles are good. Candles are good.
Right.
How are we doing on people wanting to buy a Christmas birthouse from me? I haven't seen a lot of.
Nothing yet.
What the?
What do you mean buy? They're gifts, John. We're talking about the season of giving.
This is a season of Johnny surviving, okay?
That's every season.
I'm eating that smoked oyster stuff now for $1.25.
That and Spam. Can't
back
beat
after
it.
This. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us.
Thinks she's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why you don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Always great having Vanessa Morant on the phone.
Good energy.
The thing she does is just incredible. The folks from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Kristen Ambose, brought in some great news. And now we've got to bring it down a notch and some not so good news.
It was great news. They got
no big deal.
No
big deal.
Okay.
T-Rats couldn't come up with the championship last night. Now, however, just a great.
But the reason
season.
You're speaking to that is your husband owns the tea.
Well, owns, not owns.
What?
Yeah.
He owns?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, he's president.
Well,
and owner.
Who
yeah.
would
well,
run I didn't know
he's
that.
Part of the ownership group.
Who would
third
base?
Okay. I thought Craig was the owner.
Correct. He's principal owner.
Got
yeah.
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
He's got a piece of it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think he said that. But anyway, it's nice that he's both. And how is he doing? Was it? I mean, is that tough on him? Is he depressed now for a couple weeks, or is he good?
If something,
you got pretty far.
If something really happens far. To him, will she become like that woman in Major League?
Oh, where they
remember
come,
she took over?
No, he's not majority. He's not majority.
Do you think Nikki will become that
he's
person?
He's not majority.
I don't know.
There's no cardboard cutout.
Where every time they win a game.
Hey, there's a couple.
They might do that with your bobblehead.
You might do that with my mouth. But you're going to start covering it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like layers over the mouth. Like just make her 100 stop.
Of these.
post-it notes all over.
I had a company, and if the investors died, the stock came back to us, not to their spouse, because you would be fine.
It gets tricky.
And it can be ugly, too. But anyway, so you got pretty far. I mean, you got as far as you can get.
Absolutely.
And it should have gone to the best of 5 or 7.
But it's okay. It is okay. Lost because during COVID and the MLB restructured the playoff system. They eliminated a playoff game or the All-Star game at this level. So things are just different. Now,
yeah.
Okay.
So we got till April 4th now. That's when we first pitch.
2025.
All right.
Yep.
Do you go down
nice.
For spring
like
training?
It. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. cool.
Mm-hmm. So
where do you guys go?
The Mr. Promo Nikki and
our son,
they went down to the game in East Lake, Ohio. So they're going to be hitting the road here momentarily. Great energy. They had a ton of people from the front office go down. There was a lot of family or friends of players or field staff that were there. So
that's great.
It was well supported. A lot of enthusiasm came up short. But for us, it was just a treasured season because they welcomed our son into the clubhouse. He got to bat boy a ton. He's in touch and hanging out with the players in the bullpen. They're taking selfies with our kid.
Is he chewing?
And he's 14. Pump the brakes, Uncle Johnny.
Just asking. Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm going to check his water bottle if he's at your place so he doesn't have vodka in there.
Can I tell you the worst thing that ever happened to me in a bar?
Please do.
One of the worst things ever.
How old were you, first of all?
45.
Oh, okay, perfect.
No, I don't want to. Go ahead, talk to her.
I know what it is.
Go talk to her.
I know what it is.
With Larry McCarron.
Yep.
Having drinks, having beers. Mm-hmm. Where I was just drinking Bud Light, whole thing. And took a big swig, and it wasn't my beer. It was Larry's spit cup.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So I'd like to talk to you about a few
Remember I told you that story?
I remember that. And also I have a story from radio. We had a news director that would chew, right? Uh-huh. And so he would put it just in a coffee cup from the station and it would sit there. Well,
yeah.
I went into the studio. I had to do something real quick. There was a breaking news story and I ran in and I hit the cup.
Yeah.
And it was all over the carpeting in the studio.
Is that the grossest thing that there is?
It was horrible.
Grossest thing that there is.
Here I am cleaning that up. Because
spittoon.
That's making my stomach turn just thinking about
right,
that.
Right, me too. Yeah.
After taking that, I almost threw up.
This
it was like it was coming back
to your stomach, but the talk of pickled or creamed herring is
what did you think about that?
Are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
I'm a big fat no thank you on that.
What and about my
slightly concerned about your consumption of oysters from the Dollar Tree, but that's fine. You do you. I'm sure if it was paired with some vodka some Busch Light.
They're loaded with protein.
Yeah. Sodium.
We always bash in the Dollar Tree as soon as they become a sponsor. What a great value at the Dollar Tree.
Right. No, I just brought in 4 bags of treasure from the Dollar Tree.
Okay,
for us?
Do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm stocking.
To eat?
I brought your 3 wise men mints.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Frankincense and
myrrh.
And mints.
So
you know the baby Jesus.
So what does your husband do like in the off season now? Does he take like a month off of just getting away?
There's no off.
There is no off. So I was starting.
You just have to change gears. You change tempos. You pivot. So now it goes to... let's break it down. Let's see what worked for us this season. What didn't work for us? What do we want to tweak? What do we want to get better? Look at our schedule for next year and let's start it on fire already.
I think it's amazing how every single game, basically, you have a sponsor, an in-game sponsor, don't you?
Oh, tons.
It's incredible how many, who does all that? I mean,
they've got an incredible front office staff out there selling corporate sales, group sales, ticket sales,
but
great people.
And you put a good product on the field, but that's a pretty entertaining place to go to. I mean, you keep our kids, pretty energized throughout the whole game. And I wish the NFL would do a little bit more of that because some of those breaks are a little bit, you know.
Right. Well, and with your background in marketing, so people are always so surprised to find out that our target demographic as the ballpark isn't what would commonly just come to mind. Men... you know, 25, 54, you know, whatever it is. It's moms. It's women because they're the ones that are primarily making the entertainment decision or the decision for what is our family going to do on a Tuesday night, on this weekend.
I will never forget this. Bob Lloyd, who was a legend, wonderful, wonderful gentleman, longtime announcer in Appleton. I mean, truly a legend. And I remember one time talking with him about that when they were first talking about building the new stadium out on the highway. He goes, John, I hate to see it. It'll never work. It's not going to work. I go, why? Because kids won't be able to take their bikes to the game like they do at Goodland Field. Mm-hmm. There won't, you won't find five kids at a game.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids are at the games?
All the time. Right. And now there's a sandbox. There's kids zone. And you think big picture.
You found a way to bring the kids to you.
Because it's about the family entertainment.
Exactly.
Keeping them. And then the baseball is so secondary. Right. Yeah. It's almost like the baseball's crashing the, hey, we get to go do something cool for a few hours.
Yeah. So, no, it's cool. Congratulations.
Season. Love our Tea Rat.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Awesome. So you guys got some merch now you don't need that, you know, kind of,
I'll fill your
closet. Did you guys get t-shirts made up, you know, Division World Champs type thing?
That we have to send, country.
I told you I saw a little kid Jamaica wearing a t-shirt that said, I got the Schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I swear to God. You guys on a quick break. Back after this.
Boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Awesome. Hey, welcome back. My name is the Mayor. We might be talking to Pat from Discover Oshkosh in a bit, but in the meantime, Nikki is still here with us. Nikki, you're so nice. Look what she bought me, Jim.
She's really nice.
She brought us these things for old people.
I'm going to give that just
this segment brought sponsored to you by unofficially the Dollar Tree.
So these are something you can put on a book and read bigger with, huh?
Well, sure enough.
I like
that. They're like magnifying sheet.
Magnifying sheets. I love it. Mm-hmm. And then you bought me some glasses.
I did.
John, you are looking old. You've got those.
What? Looking old? What?
I
can't wear these then.
You're wearing reader glasses.
Yeah.
With the magnifying.
Reading through a magnifying thing. Yeah. My mom's 92. This is what I'm getting.
She's got sharper eyesight.
But the reason Nikki did this, because she got so disgusted with me wearing women's cheap glasses every day.
Well,
it's like, it's okay to wear women's glasses or it's okay to wear cheap glasses, but don't wear cheap women's glasses.
And so Todd and I get used to it.
Well, I just think you're such an icon, Johnny. Yeah. You gotta look the part, man.
Good point.
So
one of our guests yesterday actually said, is John wearing women's glasses?
Correct.
I said, yes. Yes. I said, yes, he is.
So let's just make it look like you've got your act together, right?
See what else he's wearing.
I feel like.
What did you say, Jim?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. He said something about, you should see what other things he's wearing that are women's.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, we did have Rocky Horror Show on this
morning,
right?
We did, man. I know.
Tough crowd today, John.
Welcome to our world.
Jeez.
Welcome to our world.
I wonder if the ink is dry on my
I don't know, but our marketing guy just went out and he's walking to his car, so
he's
maybe
out.
He's had
he's
enough.
Out.
I'm done.
He's had enough.
I've had enough.
His keys are on the desk. I'm out.
Are you gonna have a special drawer for me for stuff?
I think so. I think I need like a spot for Uncle Johnny.
Every place I've been, I've had somebody that kind of takes care of me. Would you be that person?
Hmm. Oh my gosh!
He hasn't
please
found it yet.
Take it off my plate.
Yeah, because it's Todd right
today,
now.
Today I had to watch him so he didn't grab coffee or anything caffeinated
because
he's got blood work today, right?
Yeah.
So here I am running back and forth. Every time he walked down the hall, I had to make sure he wasn't opening something he couldn't have.
Yeah.
You are, yes.
The things that
having an
Todd does is just mind-boggling.
I can't believe he has not had a cardiac event.
I know. So are you getting us some swag from Timber Rattlers?
Oh, yes.
Like
I have a nice
or something, or?
I have a nice Youper plaid.
Oh, I would love those. I saw pictures
something
of those.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, by the way, I saw a picture of your sons actually getting autographs from Christian Yelich.
Isn't that cute?
How was he on the field? Well, my dad owns
this was
the...
a year ago. This,
oh, that was.
Years ago. I mean, my kids are much older now.
Okay.
That was like 8 years ago.
Oh, my God. Okay. I just saw
And that was when Matty Erickson was our manager, and he was down there. Okay.
John's got such an eye for stuff. John, kid, yep. 8 years ago.
Well, you
a
just
lot...
had it on your Facebook, though.
Well, right. It's a shared memory.
Oh.
They call those memories, yes. Things okay. from the past. Oh, Uncle right. John. Okay, here we go.
Throwback 8 years
memory
ago.
Memory.
Yeah, my youngest, he had no front teeth. He's got full orthodontics. Right now.
Aye.
Yeah, that's my favorite Bat Boy right there. So you just.
You get insurance, right? For orthodontal work?
Oh, sure do. Okay. As a ball player, of course.
I bet.
He's a middle infielder. I don't need to pay for that again.
Where do they go to high school or where do they go to school?
West Appear Middle School.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Eighth grade. And our oldest is a third year in down at UW Milwaukee.
Do you go to football games?
Football, yeah.
I think we're going to be out there next week, DePere against West DePere.
That big showdown, East versus West, Battle of the Bridge, baby.
Oh, and they sure built a beautiful stadium
Guess
up there,
what?
Didn't they, West DePere?
I'm not going to be there.
Why?
Because we've got a baseball game.
What baseball game?
Our baseball game.
Whose baseball game?
The Bat Boy has a baseball game next weekend. We have
They're
a tournament.
Still playing baseball now?
We've got a travel ball tournament.
Oh, I didn't know they played in the fall, though.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Okay.
What's he studying in Milwaukee?
Business marketing.
Good.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
So
he's wrapping up his internship with the Brewers.
Oh, so he's doing sports marketing?
He's not even going to do sports marketing. He doesn't know for sure if he wants to drill down. He's very interested in either the Bucks, Brewers, something.
That sports marketing, those internships can, they don't pay, sometimes they even cost money. Because a friend of mine, his kid interned with the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't get paid in, you know, apartments and everything. That was very expensive down
honestly,
there. And I think he was feeding his kid like a couple of grand.
Rob Zerjav, president of the Wisconsin Timberrattlers, started as an unpaid intern. Unpaid.
Right. That's
you
what
are
this kid
a college
made.
Student.
Right.
You are most likely living at home if it's in your area. If not, you're paying for your housing wherever
Absolutely.
Your internship
your parents
ship
are.
Is. And holy man.
It was 40 hours too. And
yeah,
to be an intern
plus?
For 40
oh, I did
plus
that
hours.
TV wise, yeah.
And, no money, and so, I mean, his dad was
But I got my
good
first job
of course.
Right, and that's what happens, too.
So I wouldn't have had that job if
But
I
sports marketing is kind of competitive. I mean, I think a lot of kids look up to sports broadcasting, sports marketing. I think it's just a great industry.
Todd, you know what I wanted to be? I wanted to be like a sports information director or public relations director for a team. When I was in college, that's what I wanted to do. Not be an announcer. I want to be like behind the scenes doing that stuff.
For real?
Yeah, dead serious.
You
I want to be.
You didn't aspire to this stardom?
I was an intern with the sports information department at ASU, which was cool.
So you wanted to do all of the press releases. You wanted to do stat packs.
Yeah.
And
isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
Yeah.
That is.
Do I know how my first day went? As like
and they're
a
like, we cannot
intern?
Get this nerd to shut up.
Right. Okay. That day. Yeah. That's okay. That
Pretty
happened.
Much.
Let me tell you this. So. I was a public address announcer for the baseball team.
Yeah.
Okay.
ASU?
So ASU.
Yeah.
Coming up next, second baseman, Bob Horner. So get this. So they said, hey, how would you like to work an ABC nationally televised football game?
Oh wow.
No problem.
Like, you
no
got to
way.
Be kidding me. I said, no, it's Stanford against Arizona State. And it was Saturday afternoon, biggest game of the Bill Walsh, who became the great coach for San Francisco, as a head coach.
Are you
for
San kidding Francisco. Me?
No. And Frank Cush, legendary, was the head coach for ASU.
They the said, Cush Push? No.
Yeah. They said, we need you a spotter with the, Lampley. Can't remember his first name. Crit Lampley. Remember Jim Lampley?
Jim
Lampley and this other guy, okay, were the announcers. Mm. And I wanted to be a spotter for them and kind of go for whatever they needed, the whole thing. So they said, but before the game, what we need you to do is just go down to the field because we're going to do the remote interviews with the two head coaches.
Sure.
Just make sure the headphones are working. Just get the headsets, make sure they're working,
and
go, okay? And then you're going to keep one on during the interview, and we're going to give you a cue to wrap them.
Nice.
Great. So I never had headphones on before, and I'm like,
they didn't have headphones in Nagani.
So I got them all checked. I'm like, check, 1, 2. Check. Check, 1, 2. John Mino on the mic. Check, 1, 2. Headphone check. Headphones. Checking the headphones. It was just like the guy at the Lambo thing. Yeah. Checking the headphones. I sounded so magical in my ears. My voice sounded so good. So the thing is, they had hooked up Bill Walsh on the other side of the field, on the visitor side with his.
With his, and he could hear
And I'm doing... Check. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And they think,
Siblings.
Excuse me, coach, whoever's on the headset, knock it off. And I think, wow, somebody screwed up. Check. 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. And it's like, coach, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, the door from the truck just explodes. Guy comes screaming, is that you? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So he goes running after some other poor kid.
So you blame somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to fall on that sword.
But did you announce a game?
No, I helped them. I did announce.
You did spot the binoculars and all?
With the binoculars, cool. Who made the tackles
That's
and things
cool.
like that. Oh, it was awesome.
So why didn't that go anywhere?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you want to explore that?
Yeah. I am.
Maybe a little what bit.
Happened? I should get a hold of my guy. My boss is a fascinating story. Went to prison. He was, listen to this.
Shared a cell with his grandma.
Listen to this. True story. He was like one of the top. He ran the Fiesta Bowl. He was president of the Fiesta Bowl. Huge. It was a national championship game for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. He ran it. And he was a sports information at ASU and a wonderful guy, really religious and a good guy and everything like that. But then he took like way too many perks, like he had 3 memberships at different things and yada. And it turned out a lot more was coming.
Personal.
God,
yeah. And he got busted for like tax reasons and stuff. And he went to prison in Arizona.
Well, John, hold on. Here he is now. Yeah.
And then got put on probation. You know what he does right now? Basically runs a homeless shelter. He feeds people at a homeless shelter. Honest to God.
Wow.
Todd, look him up if you get a chance. I'd love to get him on the show.
Okay.
Could you look up that convict, please? Yep.
He's a great guy. His name is John Jenkins. John Jenkins, ASU, Fiesta Bowl. He gave me my start in the business and everything. He hired me to be public address announcer.
Yep.
Yeah. He gave me all those chances.
So then did you get to be the PA announcer for a football game?
No, just baseball.
Just baseball.
Yeah.
All right.
But that was fun. There were like 40 games, and it's always hot, and you're sitting outside. You would go up on top of the press box, and the co-eds would come out to check out their boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
How you
tough.
Doing? Yeah.
Tough co-ed so population.
And I'd be
ASU.
Like, hey, you'd be at a party with those guys. And guys were like, I got drafted number 2 by the Angels. Yeah, I didn't sign.
I'm John Minor.
I was drafted the 4th round by the Chiefs. And I'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'm the public address announer.
From Nagani.
Nagani.
Do you like my accent?
Yeah, so those are all true stories. Yes. So
I love it.
I don't
story
know why
time.
My career ended as a spotter or anything like that. But man, the first time you put on those headphones and you hear yourself.
It's like, wow. Magic.
Butter. It was like butter.
The velvet.
Yes.
Tones.
I was Mel Torme.
Oh.
I really was.
Remember Night Court?
Absolutely. Marky Post?
Yes.
I loved Marky Post.
Who was the judge? Who was that guy?
Harry.
Yeah.
Stone.
Yeah. Judge Harry Stone.
Yeah.
He died.
Yes. Yep.
Did he?
And Bull.
Yeah.
It was a because
I know Marky Post died.
Yeah, she did.
Bull?
Yeah. Yes. Bull. He's
Bull
dead.
Roz
Bull
is dead.
Yeah, Roz is the only one that's still alive.
Yeah. Really?
The rest
of
the cast.
No.
Yes.
The one that talked like this.
Who was that other attorney?
John Larroquette.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We should start a ghoul pool.
Those shows like that, it's amazing how many of those people are gone. You know, like Bob Miller just died, but like, what was it? That cop show with Barney, you know, it's kind of funny.
Oh, Barney Fife, yeah.
No, not Barney Fife.
Barney Miller.
Barney Miller. That whole cast.
They're
is
all gone, I
out.
Think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
no,
probably
Hal
also
Linden's
on.
Alive.
Well,
remember,
like about
is
Hal
really?
Linden's alive.
How old is he?
All 90 other, something.
Wow.
Right. But those comedians, some of those guys were kind of young when they died. Too.
We had
Woja Howitz is alive because I follow him on Facebook.
We had Abe Vigoda on IXX one time.
Did you really?
He was promoting something.
What did he have to say? Not much.
He was good. Hey, it's nice to talk to you guys up there in Green Bay. I've been a big fan of the Packers for a long time.
So I asked him, I said, would you give me your classic line from the Godfather when they were going to take him out and execute him?
Yeah.
And he says,
how about one break for old time's sake? Can't do it, Solly. Tell Mike it was only business.
He said, no. He says, I get asked all the time. I refuse to do it.
Really?
He won't do it.
My favorite thing is when he and Betty White did the Snickers commercials during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was like, that hurt.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda. He was great.
So who's your favorite actor right now?
Well, my celebrity crush is Jason Bateman.
Oh, really?
Oh, 100%.
Why him?
Because he's funny.
Why
the frowny face from everybody here?
You would think differently of him if you watched the Netflix series Ozark.
No, I love that.
You love it?
Yeah, he wrote, he produced, he's very dark.
That's really dark, that show is.
Yeah.
How about the guy hooking up with like the 80-year-old lady?
That was uncomfortable.
That was uncomfortable. And then she grinds up
Yeah,
she
yeah,
grinds
yeah, yeah.
up Jim,
her husband.
She grinds up apple seeds and puts it in her husband's coffee and kills him from apple seeds.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is that how it was?
Yes.
But then she got rid of him.
She got rid of her husband.
In a really ucky fashion as well.
Drinking coffee as they're going
for
a walk.
Right. But then I'm saying.
Oh, ground him up or something. Yeah, to get rid of the body.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you see this? It's a great series.
No.
I think it might keep him up at night.
Yeah, this one
Jim,
might.
You might
no,
not.
The that Dakota, that the North Dakota movie where they ground that.
Fargo.
Oh, Fargo.
Fargo.
With that, the chipper. Oh, man. I've never seen it, but I okay, know that was, to reference it.
I presume that's your accomplice in the wood chipper?
That was that COVID time where you just had to watch movies and whatever, that
have
tiger
you watched
thing.
The new one? The new Fargo?
I have not
no,
seen
I
that.
See that.
That's on like Netflix or something.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
It's a series, right?
Yeah.
Any
I haven't
good?
Seen that.
I heard it's great. I have not seen it.
I
would rather watch a series like all at once. Like what do you call
I'm
it?
A
power
binger.
Watch or binge watching. Yep. I would rather that than okay, you gotta wait a week. You gotta wait a week. You gotta wait a week.
And that's what we used to have to do.
Absolutely.
How did we used to live?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, try going from a Wednesday to Thursday when you have to see if the Penguin finally is going to split Batman
right
through his groin region with the big saw blade.
That's a long
hanging in suspense.
Yeah. This is great.
I used to want to be a cop in New York.
Oh,
I think I would have been a good cop in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Especially back in the day.
Yeah.
You'd be there. Have you been to New York City now?
Yeah.
You'd be the guy that they put in Times Square.
I've been doing all the crazy things when they're directing traffic. I'd be that guy.
No, picture bye. Guy.
I think they'd like me a lot.
You'd be that detective.
And you know what? I would take another table if offered.
Of course.
I'm just saying. Okay, we're going to set a break back after this.
So it was on this date back in 1970 that this TV show premiered on CBS.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Wow. Yep.
Minneapolis.
Tell me guys didn't have a crush on her.
No, everybody did.
Tell me that they didn't have a crush on her. She just seemed like the person. That's right. I wanted to live in Minneapolis and live in a big old building at that time.
Yeah.
And like work at a TV station doing something.
I
think her and I would have hooked up.
I ran into...
You?
Ted Baxter.
Yep. In the bathroom in L.A., Culver City.
Ted Knight in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Did I did talk not like know this. Story?
Yeah, I did. I know. That was about it. I mean, he just said hello. But it was, and he looks exactly like he did on TV. Like exactly.
In the hair and everything?
Like, exactly.
Wow.
I don't know if he was there doing a promo or something. Exactly. Yes, I thought it was like, wow, this is.
Did you like talk?
No, I didn't.
That's a real awkward
when
thing.
When you go into the bathroom,
I've done that.
That's
I've been
weird
there.
Too. I just want to say that it was that a friend of mine went into the bathroom one time and Joe Garagiola was there.
Okay.
All right. And he was standing like
good guy. I used to know Joe. Lived in Arizona.
Good guy? Okay. This all right.
I thought I heard that he was kind of a
he's just an older cranky guy.
Okay, that's what it was. So anyway, this guy goes in and he was all like Joe Garagiola, he was like a big fan of his. Yeah. I couldn't pick him out of a crowd of two, but anyway, he went in there and they were going to the bathroom. He goes, "How you doing, Joe?" And he goes, geez, I can't even take a piss without
getting bothered.
I can see him
saying that. I can see him saying that.
And that kind of just really hurts.
I can see him saying that.
Yeah.
My most famous guy.
That's why I left Ted alone, I think. I didn't want to hear that
story. Well, my most famous guy, I think I've told this story, to take a leak next to was Lee Majors. And at the time, he was married to Farrah Fawcett.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he was part owner of, I think, the Los Angeles team in the United States Football League, the old USFL, and the Michigan Panthers were in that league. And they're playing at the Pontiac Silverdome, and I'm doing my thing, and... Sure enough, that's Lee Majors. And you just feel uncomfortable because you don't want to really say anything.
You can't shake hands.
Can't shake hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he nice to you or did you?
I didn't say. I just came, hey.
Same here. That's what was
I think I said something. Hey, you got a great team.
Yeah, I said something like,
oh, thanks. Yeah. You too. Or something. Yeah, it was like one of those.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
No.
No.
And there was no shaking hands because we just.
No, there's nothing.
The same
no, anyway, no.
What a difference, though. And people. One bad thing like that.
Yes.
And they tell everybody, too.
It stays with people.
It does. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt bad for this because he told me that story.
Yeah, that happens. Well, it's like me and Danny Kaye.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I wanted to tell my dad and mom, oh, my God, I met Danny Kaye. Phenomenal. What a great guy. Got an autograph for you. No. Got this text. Mary Tyler Moore, phenomenal performance in Ordinary People. Very cold character. Do you ever see that movie?
No.
You've got to see that movie. It's a Mary Tyler Moore you've never seen before.
Yeah, see, I don't like that type of people. I know.
Timothy Hutton, Donald Sutherland, Judd Hirsch. Really great movie. But you want to talk about somebody that just stepped out of her element to play this role.
Right.
She played the role of her son was killed in a sailing accident. And it was just, that was the, you know, apple of her eye. And her other son survived. And she almost like resented him. And it was just like unbelievably cold to him and nasty and great movie. Did you see it, Todd?
I believe I've seen some of it. I've not seen all of it.
We should do that.
She's got that.
In your fourth story, make that a theater room and have like movie appreciation night in your fourth story. No. Why? Put a huge regular theater type screen.
Yeah. No.
No?
I'm not a big movie. I fall asleep during movies.
That guy?
I am. It's what, when we're talking about Newton's law of motion, that, you know, and things in motion stay in motion, things at rest stay at rest, and that would be me. I would fall. No, I. Mm-mm.
All right. Todd, who had a bunch of, I want to do a trivia.
Okay.
Who had trivia? I want to win a prize for somebody.
We got three minutes.
All right, three minutes. Here we go. I got to make this easy on you.
Okay.
Because you complain a lot. Let's do sports.
Okay.
Sports.
Yep.
Okay, who's the only athlete to win Olympic gold medals in both the 100 meter and 400 meter?
Jesse Owens.
No.
Carl Lewis.
No.
Usain Bolt.
It's a USA guy.
Oh.
Jeez.
Famous name? Bob Hayes.
No.
Okay. Go ahead. Who is it?
It's Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson. Okay. Yeah.
What do you mean? Okay. It's like,
No, I'm not a big Olympic guy. Go ahead. That's
all right. I'm going to find something easier.
No, that's fine.
Welcome to the worst game show in radio history.
Here we are.
Game show in America. You can listen to radio stations across the world.
Can you do anything in tennis?
Brought to you by Jim's
Fat
Creamed Harry.
How about tennis?
A great snack or gift. Okay. Give it to those you love or work with.
How about tennis?
No.
No, you're not going to do
this. 2 minutes.
Okay. How about NBA?
Okay.
Okay. Which team won the 2019 NBA Finals?
2019. Golden State.
No.
Toronto.
Yes.
Golden State was up 3-1.
Okay. Wimbledon, is that doing anything for you?
I'm sorry?
Wimbledon?
No.
Okay, we'll go back to NBA. Well, you'll know this one. Everybody knows this
one. How about tennis? No. Wimbledon? No.
Okay. Okay.
Football? No.
No, this is too easy.
Come on.
All right. Who's the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA?
LeBron James.
No.
Is it still Jordan? I thought LeBron was the all-time leading scorer now.
No. Come on, jar guy.
Will Chamberlain?
No.
Who?
Kareem.
I thought LeBron beat
38.
Him. I thought LeBron overtook him. No? Okay. Okay, next, you got one more question. Todd, we're playing for somebody.
Jeez.
Not a records guy.
I guess.
I'm not a records guy.
Okay.
Too many numbers and records. Todd, find me somebody we're going to play for this.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do it fast enough. We got 30 seconds.
Come on, Jim.
Okay, here we go.
Give me one.
This is a record guy, but you'll know this one.
Okay.
Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single MLB season? Come on.
Well, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, okay. That was too easy.
That's too
easy. I got to get some. All right. Well, I was trying to make it up. You were doing.
My favorite part of that whole thing was Jim going, no.
He's so hurt. He's so disappointed.
I did sports because I wanted to be easy on
you. Who you think was the best in that musical? My daughter, by the way. I thought it was that little girl. No.
Oh, man.
Thanks
okay.
for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. We'll try to do better. Can't guarantee it.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.